You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 in the Peerless AV booth. We're proud to be here and even prouder to be a partner with Peerless for all of our podcasting at Infocom 2019. I am joined by Kelly from NEC. Kelly, I really appreciate you joining me this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So you were telling me this is sort of a new experience for you.
This is actually
the Infocom.
It is my first Infocom. I come from the end user world. So my previous past has been CES and E3s, and I did some DSC, but never Infocom.
Nice.
Well, it's
a lot to take in.
It is.
Yeah, this is actually only my second Infocom.
Oh, okay.
And the first time I came here, I just walked around like the kid living inside that Christmas catalog with all the toys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot to take in.
That's how I feel.
So, obviously, NEC is a big name in the display world. Most people know it. But for those rare few that don't actually know anything about NEC, tell me about it.
So NEC is really known for screens and projectors. They've been in the business for a very long time. So they really have been a hardware provider for years. And so what I'm here representing is our anonymous analytics learning platform. So we've just our first venture into software. So it's a true business intelligence platform, and we're here showing it on the floor today with 1600.
Very nice. So how long did you say you've been with NEC?
This is my fifth month.
Oh, fifth month. So this is new Infocom, new business, everything.
New NEC, new Infocom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's very exciting.
Yeah. So I'm curious, NEC, a big name in the display world, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of big names in the display world.
Absolutely.
How do you stand out in this group of power players, like to name a few, Sharp or Sony, how does NEC stand out?
Sure. I mean, NEC is known for its good quality products and beautiful screens and big projectors and has a great reputation in the industry. And I think we've also taken the company and diversified and gone into the analytics business. And I think that really truly does differentiate ourselves from our competitors. We're really looking at business analytics and intelligence, because we think that's extremely important to maximize. It's great to have screens, but you got to maximize your digital content. You need a return on investment, return on expectations. So that's where we're delving into this analytics platform and providing some additional value.
Nice. So, since you are diving into this sort of new realm mm-hmm. for NEC, what do you think that's going to do for the industry? What drove your decision to start going down this path?
We saw an opportunity that we had all these customers that had our screens in their stores and they're delivering digital content, and we really saw a need to help them understand what's really driving the needle with our content. They're spending a lot of money on content. Content's going out. Who's looking at it? Who's engaging with it? How are they actually understanding, what to put out there for content? So what our platform does is we're not a CMS. We actually trigger content. We trigger targeted ads. And we do that by allowing you to gather age, gender, and traffic, all anonymous, and then understand your audience. And then after you've got that understanding, paired with, you've already done research on your side from a brand perspective, you can actually start uploading content, assigning attributes, age, gender. You can trigger what time of the day, the weather, is it sunny, what temperature. And when that person walks by your digital display with the camera on top and it triggers that ad, it actually targets that ad to them. And it really begins to give you an understanding of who's looking at it, and we tie it to conversion, and you can see what's driving the needle.
That's interesting. I'm curious now then, how do you, how does it work? How do you know that I'm there watching this screen? How do you getting that information?
Right. Well, I think it's really important to note that everything we're doing is anonymous. So we're not mm-hmm. gathering any personal identifying information. We're GDPR compliant. So we are using video sensors, and they are using a facial detection, again, not recognition, but detection program, to when you walk in front of the display and the camera sees you, 1 to 2 seconds, you're standing there, gathers 65% of your face, and then it uses an algorithm to detect facial features to determine if your age and your gender. So then that is actually put up into the cloud, so all of this is on cloud-based, and it actually populates a dashboard that lets them know that the retailer or end user know that this person stopped, looked at this ad. We determined by this algorithm that they're of their age and gender, how long they looked at it, and then we bring in our POS data into the system, and then we can tie it to conversion.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is this technology built in to the display? So I don't have to, you know, worry about buying a camera or something to add to a display?
So actually it is not part of the display. The way we designed the platform is system agnostic. So you don't have to use NEC equipment. We would love if you would, but it's actually going to be run on any system. So we're using different, but like Vivotech is some of the PoE cameras we're using. So we're using different camera manufacturers, different sensors. We have mobile sensors. There's a lot of different ways to gather data. So we're partnering with a lot of different partners to provide those pieces of the puzzle. And then it is a license for the platform itself, the analytics platform. And then depending on your configuration, we will design a system for you.
Very, very interesting. Well, that sounds like a game changer for the industry. As you were telling me, there's countless hours and dollars spent just coming up with what we think is really good content. But if people aren't watching it, people aren't engaging with it, we need to know that so that we can reallocate our resources.
Absolutely. And my past 20 years experience before coming to NEC was on the end user side. And I was a director of marketing. And I always would go in and fight for my budgets and say, we got to do this in store. It's really going to move the needle. I had no metrics. I had nothing, no data to actually support that it was driving the needle and driving conversion. And this really does that. It really, really does provide that insight. And not just for marketing. It actually helps with, you know, organizational and staffing. You can provide wait time management. You know how long people have been waiting. You can be notified if there's a long wait. You can change your staffing model. There's a lot it does. It's just more than marketing.
This is excellent. So for people that aren't here at the showroom floor to be able to come up directly and talk to you, how can they find out more about you and this product?
So we actually have on our website, it's AnyDisplay /ALP. And you can learn more about that. There's videos, there's material on there, you can read about it, or you can contact us directly. There's a way to contact the website, or, you know, and again, if you're at the show, you can visit Booth 1600, but definitely go to the website, and there's lots of ways to contact us.
Excellent. Well, Kelly, I really appreciate you joining me today.
It's been wonderful. Thank you. It was fun. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to this or other podcasts like it, you can go to our website and check out all of the Infocom coverage at ravepubs.com/Infocom 2019. If you happen to be in sunny Orlando, Florida, come on by the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429. We'd love to see you.